And welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to play video games? Well, get ready for a trip to the arcade. My name is Anna, and we're glad to have you with us. Our topic today is entertainment. The title of our lesson is Let's Go to the Arcade. Let's go to the arcade. All right, Peter, tell everyone where we were last night.
Well, Anna, we went to the arcade, and it was so much fun. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and I think I can beat Anna at any dancing game.
Well, we'll talk about that later, Peter. But right now, it's time to get started. We have a lot to talk about, so here's our Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Everyone had fun at the arcade. Susie liked the car racing games. Taylor liked the pinball machine. She used all her coins there. Alex and Rob played the basketball game. They both threw the balls really fast. But Rob won the game. He has really good basketball skills. He didn't miss a shot.
Okay, so Peter, I didn't do a very good job dancing last night at the arcade. Peter beat me. He got a higher score. But Peter, tell everyone who won the pinball game.
You did.
That's true. I did. My score was higher than yours.
Okay. So I'm a better dancer, and you're better at pinball.
That's fair, Peter. The point is, we both had fun. Well, friends, it's going to be a fun lesson today. Let's get started with Christina and our keywords.
Susie liked the car racing game. 名词 racing 可以指赛车、赛马、赛船、赛鸽，只要是速度竞赛的活动都可以用 racing 这个字。Taylor 喜欢的是弹珠台，他把所有的硬币都花在弹珠台那里了。名词 coin 就是指硬币或者是游戏时用的代币。She used all her coins there.Alex 和 Rob 两个人比赛投篮，他们两个人都投得好快哦。投球或者是抛出的这个动作就是 throw， 过去式是 threw。They both threw the balls really fast。Alex 大方地称赞 Rob 说 ：“Your basketball skills are really good。”名词 skill 就是技巧。Rob 真的每投必进，一球都没有漏掉。He didn't miss a shot。名词 shot 指的就是每次投篮的那个动作，或者是足球射门的那个初级动作。所以是 Rob 赢了比赛还是 Alex 呢？我们等一下就知道咯。
What a fun night! That arcade was so cool!
But you don't like arcade games.
Well, I liked those car racing games. I like to drive really fast.
My favorite game was the pinball machine.
You played that game for hours.
I spent all my coins there, too.
Well, you won a big prize, and that's great.
Susie, Taylor, Alex, and Rob all went to the arcade together last night, and they all had fun.They each have a favorite kind of game.
Wait a second. I thought Susie didn't like arcade games. She said she wasn't very good at them. I thought she was just going to watch.
Well, she tried some car racing games, and she loved them. She likes to drive really fast.
Whoa, that sounds dangerous. I hope she just means...In the arcade games, not in real life. Well, what was Taylor's favorite kind of game?
Taylor loved the pinball machine. Friends, do you know what a pinball machine is? Have you ever seen one before? Just like this.
Hey, I know this game and it's really fun. The game uses a little metal ball. You play by pressing the two buttons on the side of the game. You have to keep the ball up.
And if the ball drops down, then you lose the game.
But Taylor played this game for hours. Wow, she must really love that game. And I think she's probably good at it, too.
That's right. Well, she played all the time, so she spent all her coins and spent all her time there. Sometimes to play an arcade game, you need to play with a lot of coins. Coins are the money that you use to play the game. They are made of metal. You can carry these coins in your pocket.
That's right. At an arcade, sometimes you use real coins to pay. Before you play the game, you put your coins into the machine, and then you can start playing. Wow, she got a prize. What's a prize, Peter?
Well, that's when you do so well and earn enough points that you get to have a prize. This could be a stuffed animal or something like that. So Taylor must be really good at pinball now.
Wow, well, she definitely practiced a lot. I hope she's good at it. Friends, it's time to move on to conversation B. Let's go there together.
Alex, you did great at the arcade.
I know. I got a lot of prizes. I should go more often.
Your basketball game with Rob was great.
Let's not talk about that game.
Why? You both threw the balls really fast. Your score was high.
But Rob had a better score. He still won.
Remember yesterday? Alex and Rob both thought they were the best at the basketball game. Both of them thought they would win. Well, I guess we know who really is the best at that game.
That's right, Peter. Taylor talks to Alex about the arcade last night. Alex had a lot of fun. He got a lot of prizes, too.
But there was one thing about last night that Alex did not enjoy. He played a basketball game with Rob, and he doesn't want to talk about it. He says, "Let's not talk about that game." Let's not talk about that, Anna. Let's let Christina talk about it. Hi, Christina.
Alex 投篮比赛输了，所以他有点不想提那场比赛。他说 ,Let's not talk about that game. 我们先来说 let 这个动词。这个动词比较特别，它是使役动词，是让或使的意思。而且在文法上，使役动词后面的动词都要用原形动词。比如 ,Let's take a taxi. Let's go to the arcade tomorrow.Let's call them later. 这种句子的否定句只要在原形动词前面加 not 就可以了。所以 Alex 说 Let's not talk about that game. 再来看两个例子。Let's not lie to her. 我们不要对她说谎。Let's not eat meat for a week. 我们一周不要吃肉吧。所以否定句的时候只要把 not 放在原形动词前面就可以了。
Thank you, Christina. Well, Alex does not want to talk about the game. Why? Because he lost. Rob won the game. He had a higher score than Alex did.
Yeah, well, Alex didn't do badly. Taylor says he threw balls really fast and he had a high score. But Rob was better, right?
That's right. And this makes Alex upset. Come on, Alex. Remember, you beat Rob in that chess game? You can't win every game, right?
Well, I win every game.
No, you don't, Peter. Remember who won the pinball?
Oh, yeah, I let you win.
Oh, no, you didn't. I will show you right now. I'll beat you again, and I'll show you.
Oh, really? You think you can do that? Do you think you can beat me during the break?
I certainly think I can beat you, Peter. In fact, let's go to the arcade right now and play some pinball.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be for fun or is it a serious game?
It's very serious, but also for fun. Well, friends, don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to Let's Talk in English. Today we're talking about arcade games. And Peter and I just played a game of pinball.
That's right. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad the game was not serious. We just had a little game.
Peter, why don't you tell everyone who has the best pinball skills?
Okay. She does.
I love to hear that. But it's okay, Peter. You're a good dancer.
Thank you.
Well, friends, it's time for Conversation C. Let's see how our story ends today.
That basketball game was so great.
Yeah, your basketball skills are really good. You didn't miss a shot.
I play that game a lot, but I lost some other games at the arcade.
Really? Which games did you lose?
Taylor beat me in the dancing game. You should see her dance.
Everyone loved the arcade. Let's go again soon.
Okay, now Rob and Alex are talking about their game together. Alex didn't want to talk about the game with Taylor, but he is talking to Rob about it. And Alex tells Rob some nice things.
Yeah, he encourages Rob. He says that Rob's skills are really good. Hey, this is a key word today. Let's practice our English skill with Christina. Here she is.
Alex 称赞 Rob, your basketball skills are really good. 名词 skill 是今天的单字，它是技巧的意思。因为在字尾是 L 的音，在发音上我们比较不擅长，所以要趁这个机会来练习一下。请你跟我一起练习哦。因为字尾有 L 的音，所以念这个字结束的时候要轻轻地把舌尖抵在上颚。我们来试试看 ，skill skill， 你最后有没有把舌尖抵住上颚呢？我们再来试试看 ，skill skill。再来练习一个类似的字，请打开你的耳朵注意听，然后大声念出来哦。Hill, hill, pill, pill, mill, mill, bill, bill。念得很好哦，以后有机会的话，我们还会再练习哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, Rob is good at the basketball game. He didn't miss a shot. A shot is when you throw something to something else.
Yeah, when you shoot a basketball, you throw the ball to the hoop. Now, there are two ways you can either make the shot or miss the shot. If the ball goes in the hoop, then you make the shot. If it doesn't, then you miss the shot.
But Rob didn't miss a single shot. That means every time he threw the ball, it went into the hoop. Wow, that's amazing. Can you do that, Peter?
No, I can't do that. But Rob didn't win every game. How can that happen? Taylor beat him at the dancing game. Can you imagine that?
Wow, I guess Taylor is good at dancing. I didn't know that. I did know that Alex is good at dancing.
I wonder if Alex and Taylor played the dancing game. Who would win?
That's a good question, Peter. We don't know. Maybe Taylor and Alex need to go to the arcade together again.
That's a great idea. That way they can play the dancing game and see who is the better dancer.
Hey, that is a good idea. Everyone had a lot of fun at the arcade. Alex says, let's go again soon. And guess what, friends? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Let's go again soon.
Let's go again soon.
让我们尽快再找时间去。
That was a wonderful hike.
Yeah, let's go again soon.
The scenery was beautiful.
Yeah, let's go again soon.
The weather was perfect.
Yeah, let's go again soon.
Sure, let's go again tomorrow.
No, not that soon.
Let's go again soon.
Let's go again soon.
让我们尽快再找时间去。
Well, that was fun. I like the arcade and we'll have to go again soon. But right now we need to review our keywords. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Racing. Racing.Car racing is one of my favorite sports.
Coin. Coin. I paid for lunch with some coins.
Throw. Throw. Throw the ball to me.
Skill. Skill. Will is a great writer. He has a lot of skill.
Shot. Shot. Jake took a shot but missed. All right, friends, can you practice your keywords today? And now let's watch our conversations one more time.
What a fun night! That arcade was so cool!
But you don't like arcade games.
Well, I liked those car racing games.I like to drive really fast.
My favorite game was the pinball machine.
You played that game for hours.
I spent all my coins there, too.
Well, you won a big prize, and that's great.
Alex, you did great at the arcade.
I know. I got a lot of prizes.I should go more often.
Your basketball game with Rob was great.
Let's not talk about that game.
Why? You both threw the balls really fast. Your score was high.
But Rob had a better score. He still won.
That basketball game was so great.
Yeah, your basketball skills are really good. You didn't miss a shot.
I play that game a lot, but I lost some other games at the arcade.
Really? Which games did you lose?
Taylor beat me in the dancing game. You should see her dance.
Everyone loved the arcade.Let's go again soon.
Okay, basketball.
What a fun night!
That was okay.
It was really great!
Well, I've had better times other times.
The arcade games were so cool!
They were just okay.
Car racing games were fun. I was so fast.
Yeah, you were okay.
I played pinball for hours.
Yeah.
Shooting baskets was great.
Well, yeah, I threw the balls really fast, so.
Yeah, but I didn't miss a shot, and I won.
Yeah.
I got a big prize. Let's go again soon.
Yeah, next time I'll win.
No, I'll win.
No, I will.
No, me.
No, me. Me infinity.
Soldier, what are you doing?
I'm running, sir. And
stand up straight when I'm talking to you.
Sir, yes, sir.
It doesn't look like you're running. It looks like you've stopped running.
Sir, I'm tired because I ran for hours already.
Oh, so you ran for hours, eh?
Sir, yes, sir.
May I speak, sir?
Who are you?
Super Sentence Man! Sir, you just said a super sentence.
I did?
Yes, you did. The super sentence for today is, you did something for hours. That means you did something for many hours. You said you ran for hours, eh?
So, I did. Hey, I said a super sentence.
Good job, sir. Now can you give me another super sentence?
Yeah, that sounds like fun. You played video games for hours.
You played video games for hours? Is he talking to you? What about you, soldier? Do you have a super sentence for me?
Yes, I got one.
All right.
You listened to music for hours.
That sounds great. You listened to music for hours. You two said some super sentences. Great job.
Woohoo!
Yes, woohoo! Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Now, what were you saying to this soldier?
Oh, so you're tired, and you ran for hours already.
Yes, that was a super sentence. Good job, sir. Give me five.
Give you five?
Yeah.
I'll give you five more miles. Oh,
you gotta be kidding me.
Friends, what kind of arcade games do you like best? The basketball game? Can you make some really fast shots?
Or how about the dancing games? See who can step on all the buttons fast enough.
Or maybe you're like Susie and you like to drive really fast. If you go to the arcade with your friends, try out all the different kinds of games.
Yeah, and another thing is this is something you can do with your friends. So get all your friends, call them, text them, and say, hey, let's go to the arcade tonight.
Yeah, and maybe you can even practice your English there. You can talk about the different kinds of games and challenge your friends to see who's the best. Well, friends, that's all the time we have today. Come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.